Father, I just come to you and I just open up the door that you're knocking. I open up the door into my spirit. I welcome you, the King of Glory. Welcome you to take the throne of my spirit. Lord, I surrender totally to you. I surrender my spirit, soul and body to your leading, your guiding, your directing. I just pray now that you will just fill me. I will know you as a father as I come to sit at your feet and look upon you and listen as my friend. And Lord, I yoke myself to you, Jesus. I want to learn from you. Lord, I want you to bring peace and rest to my soul. I surrender my thinking, my feelings to you right now. And Lord, I just ask, Lord, that you would bring gentleness and humility of heart into my heart, that rest would just flood through me. I take control of my spirit and I sit on the throne in my spirit to rule my body, to rule my soul. And I just thank you that you are my shepherd, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Every need that my soul has, soul, you will turn to Jesus, to the Father, for every need for acceptance, every need for love, affirmation, encouragement, purpose. You will not look to the world, to the flesh, you will look to the Father, to the Lord. Lord, you are my righteousness. Jehovah Sekendu, the Lord, my righteousness. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. You are Jehovah Makedesh, the Lord, my sanctification. You've set me apart now to be in your presence, to have intimacy with you. Lord, you are Jehovah Shammah. The Lord is there. You are there. You never leave me. You never forsake me. You're always with me. Lord, I want to be conscious of your presence always. Lord, you are Jehovah Jireh, my provider. You provide everything I need. And Lord, I seek first your kingdom. I open that gate of first love. And I give you first place in my life. I give you first place in my affections, in my thinking, in my heart now. I turn to you. I give you that place of seeking first the kingdom so that you can add to me everything that I need in my life. You're my provider, oh God, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord my healer. You heal my soul. You restore it, you make it whole. You fill my soul and body with your presence. Lord, you are my shepherd, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord my shepherd. And Lord, I pray, lead me to green pastures and still waters, to intimacy of your presence so I can look upon you. Lord, you're Jehovah Nissi, the Lord, my banner of victory, Lord. You guarantee victory. The blood of Jesus guarantees victory in my life. Lord, you are the almighty, all-powerful, all-seeing, all-knowing God. And you live within me, and I want to know you. So I just come to sit at your feet. You're my shepherd and you lead me now to green pastures. You make me lie down to fresh grass. But you'll just teach me something more of yourself. I would know who you are. You'd reveal something deeper. Deep in my spirit is calling out to the deep things of God. A vast sum of the thoughts that you have for me, Lord. I want to know them. I want to know something more of the thoughts that you have for me. The plans and purposes you have for my life. And Lord, I come to know you. You are the Lord. You are almighty and all-powerful. And Lord, there's nothing you can't do. So I surrender myself totally to you. I am crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. The life I now live, I live by faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. And I thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself to me, for going to the cross, Lord, demonstrating how deep and how wide and how high your love was, and Lord is now, and I just look upon you, Lord, and I thank you and I surrender myself. Lord, as you gave your life for me, I choose to give my life to you. I surrender it to you right now, everything, every part of me. Lord, I deny myself and take up the cross and follow you. Lord, I am dead to sin and I'm alive to you, and I reckon it so. So I just completely surrender my spirit. I activate those spiritual gates. I open those gates in my spirit to allow you to flow through me, to flow through my soul and body, to bring glory to the world around me, to bring your kingdom in my spirit, Lord, the kingdom of heaven. I thank you, Lord, you've opened the door into heaven and you welcome me to come and fellowship with you there. Lord, I open that gate of fear of the Lord, as I am in awe of you, of your awesome power, of your creative ability, of the creator of the universe, the sustainer of the universe, and yet you're with me now in fellowship, and you're dining with me, and you're feeding me, and you're talking with me, and I thank you. I am in awe. I pray, Lord God, that as I fellowship with you in prayer, as that prayer gate is open, I will be in constant communication, that my spirit will be constantly in touch with you, conscious of you, that I can hear your voice. I'm your sheep, and I hear the voice of the shepherd speaking to me, and I can speak to you, and you will answer. And Lord, I open that gate of reverence, Lord, that my whole life would bring honour and glory to you. So Lord, I pray that reverence would work through my conscience and guide and protect me, direct me, to never dishonour you or bring your name into disrepute or do anything which will bring offence to your name. Lord, just activate that gate. Let it be really flowing with your presence and your power. Lord God, that the glory of God will flow through these gates, through my soul, Lord God. Lord, I open those gates, Lord God. I open that faith gate, that hope gate, that they together would form that vision and dreams that I'm looking for, that you would stir me, work through it, Lord. Let gifts of faith arise, Lord God. Let me see, walk by faith and not by sight. Lord God, let faith flow through every area of my soul and body. Those dreams, those visions, those hopes. Lord, let my hope gate be activated. Let there be an expectation, a white hot expectation, Lord God, of the fulfillment of every promise. Lord, as I come to know you, Lord, to have that spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you, that the eyes of my heart will be opened. I would know, Lord, the hope of your calling and the riches of the glory of your inheritance in me and the surpassing greatness of your power that's working in my life. And Lord, I surrender to it, Lord God. Lord, my worship gate open, Lord. I totally surrender and bow before you now in complete obedience. Because you are Lord, you are the Almighty God. And Lord, I surrender myself to you completely. Lord God, the revelation gate, Lord, that you will bring revelation to my soul, that you would light, bring the light and enlighten every area of my heart. Lord God, everything that's hidden because of shame, hidden and in darkness, that the light would shine, that revelation would come to my mind, to my emotions, Lord God, to my imagination, my conscience, Lord, that light would bathe it, Lord, that the light of your face would shine on me, the light of your countenance, Lord God, would be smiling upon me, bringing favour and blessing upon me, keeping me safe and protected. Lord God, I just bless you, Lord. I pray that my intuition gate would be active, Lord, that I would just know words of knowledge, words of wisdom, know your heart, know the mind of Christ, the heart of the Father. Lord God, that gate would be flowing out through my imagination, flowing through my life. I would see in the natural realm those things of your spirit. I would see the works of the Father. I would see what the Father's doing. I would know and be able to smell the fragrance of your presence in people's lives and what you're doing. And I just pray right now, Lord God, and I come with the sword of the Spirit, and I separate my soul from spirit, Lord. The thoughts and intentions of my heart, which may try to deceive me, I separate them. I declare Jesus is Lord of every gate of my spirit. Those gates are open and active, and you have the right to flow through them. Let your glory, the fire of your presence, just flow through them. Widen them, Lord. Strengthen them, Lord God. My spiritual sense is growing, strengthening, being used, developed, Lord, as I exercise them, as I allow you to use whatever one you choose to lead me, to guide me, to direct me today. Lord God, I separate my soul, and soul, I command you to seek all your needs from the Father. Every need that you have, you will draw it. You will pant and thirst after the presence of the living God, the glory of God. You will hunger and thirst after righteousness. You will be pure in heart, and you will see God. So soul, I command you to give due and homage to my spirit, to surrender to the dictates of my spirit. You will not control me, but you will draw from the presence of God within me. So I come and I speak right now to my conscience, and I declare that conscience gate open. I declare Jesus is Lord. I declare everything that's hindered, seared my conscience under the blood of Jesus, that my conscience will be active, that reverence and the fear of the Lord will just flow through my conscience, directing me, keeping me safe from everything that I see, smell, taste, touch, feel, hear. Oh God, that I will be guided and directed. You will protect me through my conscience. It will be active and sharp and working, Lord God, being directed by your Spirit. Let the river of life flow out through my gates, Lord God. Rivers of living water. So I activate that gate, Lord. I declare Jesus is Lord. Any influence that the enemy's had, Lord, I loose my conscience from every negative effect of the past right now. My imagination gate, I open. I declare Jesus is Lord. I declare my imagination can see and hear and feel revelation, intuition, faith, Lord God, reverence. Every image that I might have seen, Lord, I just bring it under the blood of Jesus. I renounce any negative images, repent of them, and paint them and blot them out right now, that my imagination will be sharp and clear, and the light would shine on it, Lord God. Use it. Show me the things that you're doing today. Lord, I just come to my reason gate and open my reason gate, and I pray that my reason gate will not talk me out of anything or convince me not to do anything that's your will and your purpose for my life today, but my reason gate will be used to interpret and translate your will and your purposes and explain to my soul and body what to do. Be used for your glory, Lord God, that you would transform it, use it, renew it. I declare Jesus is Lord of it. My mind, open that gate, my subconscious mind, my heart. Let the glory of God just flow through my heart. Fire of your presence, Lord God. The water of your presence softening any hard areas of my heart, areas that have been squashed down, suppressed, trampled on. Oh God, I want them dug up, transformed, turned over, and made, turned into good soil, ready for your word and your truth to produce fruit. Oh God, any stones and rocks in my heart, let the fire of your presence, Lord God, your glory, transform them, turn them into gold. Let good come out of my negative experiences, memories. Oh God, weeds that are cares and things of the world that entangle me, Lord God, I pray again your fire would burn them up from the roots up. I surrender my subconscious to you, my heart to you, Lord God, and I pray transformation of it, that your word will take root, that will produce fruit 100-fold through my life. My conscious mind, Lord, I fix upon you. I fix my thoughts on you. I keep your word in the forefront of my thinking. and I surrender it to your will and word, that you would direct it, my conscience and my imagination, that the things I see in the world around me, Lord God, that you would interpret, that I would see in the realm of the kingdom. See kingdom dimensions. See your handiwork. See your fingerprints. Lord, detect you at work around me. I would be sensitive that my body, as it's surrendered, Lord God, would be giving me information and being used to bring your glory and your kingdom to the earth, Lord. I surrender that whole area of my life to you. Just transform it. Reveal. Let the light shine into my heart, revealing anything there which is a hindrance and a blockage. And I serve an eviction notice on any demonic influences, strongholds, Lord, that any unmet needs, Lord, I turn to you for that to be met. I turn to you for those areas, Lord God, where I've sought the world and sought other ways of meeting my own needs, self-medicating. Lord God, I only turn to you now. I surrender myself to you and to you to meet every need that my soul has, to bring glory to you in everything that I do, on my emotions, Lord. I want to be moved by what moves you. I want to feel your compassion. I want to feel your anger. I want to be moved by things that are unjust. I want to be moved to destroy the works of the evil one. And I pray my motion gate will be open. Lord, I want to feel the excitement and passion of your presence, of your will, of your purpose, Lord God. So I surrender my emotions, Lord, for healing, for restoration. Declare Jesus is Lord of my emotion gate. Completely open for you to use it today. Lord, move me by it. Lord, my choice, I choose only to do what I see the Father doing. I surrender my right to choose any other way but yours. So my choices are to do your will today. And I pray, just flow through that gate of choice. Lord, let your heart, the mind of Christ, the heart of the Father, just move me, direct me. And Lord, my will, I surrender my will to you. Declare not my will, but yours be done. I declare, Lord God, that you will flow through any resistance, any stubbornness, any areas of my will which have been used by my soul to keep you out. Lord, I surrender them to you afresh. And I pray, Lord God, that you would fill my will with your presence, with boldness, courage, perseverance. Lord, I would persevere, endure and be steadfast in everything. Lord, that my will would be used, Lord God, to keep me going. I would not be weary and tired of doing good, Lord, but I would continue to press in for all your purposes and plans. So I surrender, Lord God, my whole life to you, my body, declare my body gates open. Body, you will obey the direction of my soul from my spirit. My eyes will be open to see in the realm of the kingdom. My ears will be open to hear your voice and hear the sounds of heaven around me and the sounds of angels and the sounds of you working and the heavenly sounds, Lord God, would move me, direct me. Lord, I open every area. My smell, Lord, my nose gate, Lord God, that I would smell the fragrance of your presence, Lord, that I would also smell the smell of the demonic to be able to bring your kingdom to bear, to see the works of the enemy destroyed. Lord, I open up my mouth, Lord God, to taste those things that are good, but also to speak those things and call things that are not as if they are, to speak your word, to speak the words of the kingdom, that my mouth, Lord God, would be directed by you. Lord God, I would say no words of criticism or judgment. Lord God, I would guard my mouth, guard my tongue and my words, Lord God. I would make no idle words today. And Lord, I too pray for my touch, my hands, Lord God, they are surrendered to you. Your power to flow through, your anointing to flow through. I put my hands to nothing other than what you want me to touch, Lord. So I surrender my life to you today completely. Lord, I just want to come and fellowship with you and commune with you, to know you in intimacy, to sit at your feet right now. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. You make me lie down in green pastures. You lead me beside quiet waters. You restore my soul. You lead me in paths of righteousness. Lord, today, Lord, restore my soul. Lead me in paths of righteousness. Lord God, you Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, because your rod and staff, they comfort me. Lord, I have no fear today, because you're with me. You are with me. You're there to protect, to lead, to guide, to direct me, to empower me. Lord, I fear no evil. Your word and your spirit are active in my life to guide and direct, to comfort me. Lord, you set a table before me today in the presence of my enemies. I can feast on all the things that you provide. The wisdom, knowledge, understanding, counsel, strength. All the attributes, Lord God, of your spirit, Lord, the fruit of the spirit flowing through my life. Lord, transform my character as you flow through me, as your glory transforms and restores my soul. Lord, that the fruit of the spirit will just be evident in everything I do, everything I say, everything I think. Oh, the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness. Oh, those positive things of your character, Lord, that I will be transformed from one degree of glory to another as your glory works in my soul, renewing my mind, restoring my soul, healing my emotions. Oh God, that all those fruits of the Spirit, Lord God, would be active. Oh God, the faithfulness, the humility, the self-control. Oh God, just let your character just fill me, direct me, move me. Oh, I pray the gifts of the Spirit, the rivers of living water, let them flow through my soul to the world around me, ministering your love and your grace and your mercy. Lord, I surrender to your will today. Lord, I just choose. You are my shepherd. I shall not want. Lord, you anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Lord, surely goodness and mercy, loving kindness will follow me today, will surround me today, the favour of God upon me today. Lord, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I will be a dwelling place for you forever. So Lord, I come and I surrender myself to you right now completely, and I come by faith and I step into that holy place, to the door into heaven that you've opened and you've invited me to come. So I come to the holy place right now and I come before the altar of incense, and Lord, I surrender my life to you. Lord, I come as a living sacrifice. I am dead to my own agendas and my own ways today, and Lord, I surrender them to you. So I come totally with my throat slit in total surrender. Lord, I do nothing in my own strength. I choose to surrender my life. I lose my life so I can gain yours, abundant life. Lord God, I go to the cross so I can gain the resurrection of your presence, of your power, the power of your resurrection working in me. But I surrender, Lord God. My head chopped off, my seat of the government of my life. I do not make any decisions, Lord, other than the ones you direct me today. So I surrender my mind to you. I surrender. I would grow up into you, who is Christ, who is the head of the body, and you would lead and direct me today. Lord God, that you would place your government upon my shoulders, Lord, that the kingdom of God would be active in my life. Your will in heaven, I would be that portal to bring heaven to earth. My spirit, where heaven and earth overlaps, Lord God, will be the place where you flow out through my life, bringing your kingdom, your will in heaven, outworked on earth, Lord God. Not my will, but yours. Lord, I come with my skin off every covering, every dead work, every self-righteous thing, every defense mechanism, coping mechanism, everything of my flesh, everything my life has done to protect me, to keep me safe, Lord God. I declare you're the only one I need for protection and safety and security. So Lord, I strip off those outward things, everything of the flesh. Lord God, I completely expose it to your presence for the washing of the water of your word. Lord God, to the fire of your presence on this altar, so that my whole life would be a sweet smelling fragrance of incense which comes up to your throne. Your presence, Lord. Lord, I totally surrender myself. I am split open from whole body open, right down to the dividing of bone and marrow, revealing the thoughts and intentions of my heart, and I open them before you right now. My emotions, my will, my heart, my mind, my subconscious heart, Lord, I open it and I allow you to shine your light on it, to bring your fire. Lord God, I will not be led by my emotions or my mind. I surrender them to you. They're dead to anything other than your activity and your life. So Lord God, just work through my body today. Surrendered, Lord. I come with my legs chopped off, Lord God. My walk totally surrendered. I choose not to do anything other than I see you doing, Lord God. I surrender myself totally. Dead to sin and alive to you. I'm a slave of righteousness. I choose to be a bondservant. I'm not ever going to go free. Lord, you can bore my ear with an awl, Lord God, and I want to be a bondservant, Lord God, a servant king, surrendered to you, worshipping you with my life. Lord, I, from this place, Lord God, I know that I'm clothed with the armour of light, that your very light flows through me, puts a shield of a light. No darkness can penetrate that. No darkness of the enemy, no deception of the enemy can penetrate it. I'm clothed with the armour of light. Well, I'm clothed with the armour of righteousness. No accusation, no guilt, shame, no works of the enemy, no lies of the enemy can penetrate the armour of righteousness. And Lord, I put on that armour of God, breastplate of righteousness, protecting my inner parts, the helmet of salvation, bringing the fullness of salvation to my mind. Lord God, the belt of truth, Lord, carrying the weapons of truth, the way, the truth and the life, Lord, the sandals, Lord God, of the gospel, being ready to serve your purpose this day, to do your will. Lord, I am protected, I have the shield of faith to quench every fiery dart of the enemy, every accusation, every persecution. Lord, I would just use the weapons you give me, the sword of the Spirit, the word of God, the mighty word, Lord, to defeat every lie of the enemy, to bring truth, to take captive every thought, to bring it to obedience to you. Lord, sharpen that sword in my hand, Lord. So I thank you, Lord, that my life is yours, and I just come to you. I come, Lord, to the mercy seat where the blood of Jesus is my guarantee of victory, of access. Lord, that the veil is removed and I can come right now into your very presence, to your very presence, your glory. Lord, I come to seek direction from you for this day. I come, Lord, for a revelation, Lord God, of the day, the things I need to know. Lord, show me. If there's anything I need to know ahead of time, then reveal it to me. Lord, I come to take that hidden manna within the ark. Lord, my food is to do your will. So I take that hidden manna, the mind of Christ, to the revelation of your will for me today, and I surrender myself to it. I just pray, show me. And all the people I see and all the things I'm doing, Lord, show me your will. Well, I come, Lord God, to your heart, the tablets, where your law, your heart, your statutes, Lord God, they're all written. And Lord, I pray that you would write on the tablets of my heart, as you promised, you'd write your word on my heart today, the things I need to know, your will for me today, that I would know it. And when I come across it, Lord God, I would be sensitive and see it's your work. Seeing what you're doing. And when I pick up Aaron's rod that budded, Lord God, that rod of authority and power, that I'm anointed and equipped to do whatever you call me to do today. And Lord, from that place of authority, Lord, I just seek your wisdom and your direction. I want to harmonize with you, that I'm so close to you that I'm in harmony, in accord with you, operating in faith. Father, I just praise you and thank you, Lord, for today. I thank you for everything you're going to do. Lord, your will is what I want to do. So I just want to come from this place and fellowship with you to know you more intimately, more deeply. Lord, open up my whole life to you and bless you. Amen. That's right. Okay. Yeah, Father God, I just come right now to this year of my life, I want my life redeemed. Everything I've lost, everything that was robbed from me, everything that I gave away, everything that was coming against me, Lord, I come for this year. I surrender this year to you. I declare this year belongs to you, and everything that the enemy's stolen, I will have back. So I bring right now my conscience to you. I bring every sin that I've committed in this year. I bring every pattern of sin, every thing of criticism or judgment or independence of any control, any areas of sin in my life. I bring them under the blood of Jesus. I renounce them and I repent of them. I renounce any sin which hindered or seared my conscience, and I bring it under the blood of Jesus, and I declare that I am acquitted, not guilty. I am righteous. Therefore, my conscience is active. You activate those areas, Lord God. Make me sensitive in my conscience to really know the things, Lord God, which will hinder my relationship with you, Lord God, that will stop me. And I just bring them before you right now. Lord, I bring every image that I saw that confused and polluted my imagination, every image of the DVDs, TV, images of magazines, the internet, anything that I saw in this year that caused my imagination to be polluted and damaged and confused, every image of fantasy images, things from my past, anything I've seen which was negative and the enemy could use to bring up against me and hinder me and distract me, I bring them before you. I renounce it. I own my sin in seeing those things, and I renounce that sin in Jesus' name. And I bring those images before you. Each one that you show me right now, I bring them before you. I paint them with the blood of Jesus. I obliterate them. I declare they have no right in my memory anymore. They are completely gone. My imagination, Lord God, is sharp, active. You can show on that screen. I can use that screen to picture and visualize the things of your kingdom, my dreams, my visions. That imagination is cleansed from everything in that year. Everything that was robbed from me in that year, I claim back right now. Lord, I bring my mind before you, my subconscious, everything that was sown into my mind, any words I spoke which were vows, negative curses upon myself, Lord, I break the power of those words right now. I renounce them and repent of them. Anything that was curses of others that were sown into my life, I renounce them and I root them out from my subconscious, from my heart right now in Jesus' name. Any mindset, strongholds, anything that I did that caused a defense mechanism or a stronghold or a pattern of thinking, I surrender them to you right now. I renounce every mindset which is contrary to your word, every lie that I've believed. I just bring them before you into the blood of Jesus, and I claim right now a cleansing, that my heart, the soil of my heart, will be good soil, and everything that created bad soil, every memory that I have from that year, which was a hindrance, or which the enemy can use, which caused hardness in my heart, Lord God, I repent of. And I pray you'd soften my heart, make my heart receptive to your word, that your word would start to produce fruit in my heart. I want back everything that my heart should have, and anything I lost in that year, I claim back right now in Jesus' name. I bring my emotions before you. And Lord, every pain and hurt that I've forgotten about or unresolved in my heart, Lord God, right now, Lord, I just ask you to heal them. I ask for forgiveness if I've not forgiven anybody. I repent of being hard-hearted, of being closed in my emotions, Lord God. Anything that was happened to me in that year, other people hurting me, damaging me, betraying me, hurting me in any way, Lord, I forgive and release them, and I pray restore my emotions. To feel the way you feel, to be moved with compassion, to be moved with anger, to be moved with the feelings of your heart. Lord God, anything that I've done to damage my own heart, Lord, I repent and I renounce it, and I pray, Lord, restore it. Restore this year, all the things that the locusts have eaten in this year of my life. Pray you'd restore it, you'd make me whole. Lord, I just bring my choice to you. And any wrong choices I made in this year, Lord God, which have hindered me, negatively affected me, Lord, I repent of them and I renounce those wrong choices. I pray you'd resensitize my choice, Lord God, to only choose to do the things I see you doing. Just really energize that whole area of my senses in that area to surrender my choice to you. Well, I have no right to choose. I don't want any right to choose my own thing. So any damage that was done, restore it. Any damage to my will, any areas where I was stubborn, resistant, I repent of them, I renounce it. Lord, I just pray, just let my will be completely compliant to you. Lord, let you, Lord God, just bring courage and perseverance in my will to enable me to endure and press on to receive all the promises of God by faith, Lord God. So, Father, I will just bring this year to you right now and I claim everything back. I thank you, Lord, for what you've done. Lord, anything, Lord, that I might have missed right now, I just pray that you would show me, give me revelation of, open up my heart, let me see, bring the light to shine in every area of my soul, so that my soul, Lord God, would be transformed, my mind renewed, my emotions restored. Lord, that I would be sensitive and open, and every gate that the enemy's had access on, Lord God, through this year, I now rebuke and loose the enemy's work from every gate in my soul. And I declare that nothing from this year will hinder or affect me. In Jesus' name, thank you.